This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
My name is Jessica Vanderwall. I work at a company called Castlight Health. We are actually a B2B2C company that provides a product to employers to turn around and provide it to their employees to help them improve their ability to navigate their health and benefits. And I actually run a team within Castlight that is purely focused on user engagement and user adoption, as well as analytics. So I literally spend my day obsessing the user and understanding how they're engaging with our product, or not, of course, and making sure that they are actually finding value in the experience and are aware of it and continuing to use it as they experience their healthcare and improve their overall health experience and awareness of their employer's benefits.
Jessica, how are you involved with user adoption?
So this is a funny one for me. Candidly, this is one, if not my sole core job. Awareness and adoption are pretty much what I spend my entire role on, as well as my team spends their entire job focusing on. So we're really looking at, are users aware of our product? Are they adopting it? And in that lens, we think about, are they registered? Have they actually enrolled in our product, Castlight? Are they engaging in the product, or are they coming back to the product as expected based on their health and benefit needs? And then are they happy users? Are they actually using our product and they love it? And we actually judge that based on a NPS, a Net Promoter Score. And we're constantly looking at those numbers as well as the numbers of the entire user engagement funnel. And my team specifically, we're actually embedded within the product organization. So that means that literally we are partners to our product managers as they're making our product and thinking about the user journey and if users are going to adopt and engage with certain feature sets. And our team is comprised of a series of marketers and analytics experts that are really looking at how are people engaging and how can we improve user adoption and user engagement through marketing tactics.
Jessica, what are the biggest challenges and successes with user adoption?
I think I'll start with the challenges and then we'll focus a little bit on the success. And so obviously this is something that I am obsessing every day, like I mentioned. And I'd say as it relates to challenges, obviously engagement, especially within the health and benefits space, is a very hot topic. It's probably the number one thing that I hear from other companies, vendors, our customer, really talking about. How do we get engagement? It's not easy, especially when you're looking at a really hard space that is health and benefits. As you can all imagine, healthcare and benefits is not an easy space to navigate. And so someone being engaged in their health and benefits is kind of an oxymoron in many ways. Plus, there's a lot of players. There's a lot of noise. There's a lot of health apps out there. I mean, think about probably what health apps you already have on your phone, whether it's a meditation app or MyFitnessPal. There's a lot of different players in the health and benefit space. And what's interesting is, 70-30% of people don't know what benefits their employer covers. And so it's an uphill battle. And just 10% of those that even know actually use them. So again, the usage and awareness of benefits alone is pretty challenging. And so that makes engagement in a product that's trying to solve that problem pretty difficult. The other thing I'll say is, in the world of consumer tech, 1 in 4 people abandon any mobile app they have after the first usage. So that means people are not willing to give a mobile app a shot longer than the first experience. And so you really have to make a great first impression to get them to keep the app. And I'd say looking at our numbers, that's something I'm super proud to say. We've been great at retaining our users, but with other mobile apps out there, 80% of people are not actually retaining apps on their phone in the long run too. So again, it's definitely an uphill battle from a lot of different senses. Now let's focus on the successes, because obviously there are some positives here. And when I think about success with user adoption, candidly over my 5+ years of experience at Castlight, one thing I've learned is it's not rocket science. And I say that not to sound like I've got it all figured out, but literally every year we analyze and obsess a regression model that looks at what are the drivers of user adoption. And specifically, we look at different dimensions of our customer profile, our user profile, external factors that you would have to factor into the equation. For example, a user's demographic, whether they're male or female or where they live in the U.S., these things usually don't change. And when we look at those numbers, we actually see the same core factors impact user adoption. So again, what my perspective is that it's actually not a complicated picture. It's usually a set of core factors that are actually going to drive user adoption. And a lot of times those don't change over time. The other thing that I found specifically with the products that I focus on, Castlight, is as it relates to health and benefits, what has been super successful is weaving user adoption into some other mandatory pre-existing step that already exists. So for example, with health and benefits, you might think about the reality that when you join a new company, you actually have to enroll in benefits. And so we figured out a way to actually embed our product into that workflow so that you actually are quote unquote adopting our product at the same time you're signing up for benefits. It makes things really easy. It makes awareness really easy because it's already woven into something that you're used to. And so when you can find those hooks where you're already woven and embedded in a existing process, usually user adoption can be simplified. And then like I mentioned, kind of reflecting on those factors that seem to time and time again really move the needle, we've defined these factors as what we call engagement fundamentals. And so we actually work with our customers to make sure that when we roll out Castlight at their company, that they utilize these engagement fundamentals. And we really follow a checklist. We actually say, did you, for example, send out an email to more than 50% of your employees to say you have this product? Or did you use some other forum like a town hall that has more than 50% of your employees there to say you have Castlight? So again, it's those tried and true engagement fundamentals that we really focus on.
Jessica, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
It's a great question. You know, again, like I mentioned, I wish someone would have told me when I first started this job to get the basics right. Not to say that, you know, experimentation isn't key, but we did spend a lot of time originally, and I kind of constantly spend time with experimentation and trying new models or new tactics. And what I find is I keep coming back to the basics. If the basics are not there, if those engagement fundamentals are not in place, anything else you tack onto it, you know, as innovative as it is, still isn't going to move the needle as much as you would hope. The other thing I'll say is get to know your users. I have spent a lot of time in the field literally talking with our users, talking to them about what challenges they're facing and how our product might be able to help them, but really understand what they need, not necessarily what your product does for them, but what are their needs. And then obviously work to try to map your product and the value propositions of your product to those needs. I think it's the classic kind of product market fit. Are your users facing a problem that is actually worth solving and you can solve with your product? And then again, once you figure out what those value propositions are that are really going to work for your users, we focus a lot on getting the message right. So, you know, that one tagline you use to describe your product, make sure it resonates with them. Use language that's actually going to mean something to them, not marketing jargon. We actually spend a lot of time user testing different words, different phrases. And we also look at that NPS survey set of results. We look at how users describe our product to a friend and how they describe it when they really love it. And so that really helps to make sure that when people hear that short one-liner about Castlight, it resonates with them and they actually are excited to learn more.
And where can we find more information about user adoption and your work on the subject?
It's a great question. I'd first point you to the Castlight Health website. I've actually written a variety of white papers and done some webinars on this topic. I've also spoke at some conferences that I know the materials are out there on different conference websites. I'm definitely passionate about what I do, but a lot of what I focus my time on is really helping to solve the challenge here at Castlight. And so the bulk of my experience that you would probably want to double click on can be found on our website.
Well, thanks, Jessica.
Thank you.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.